There's two words this morning that separate everybody in this room. There's two words that determine where you will spend eternity. There's two words that will decide whether you will go to heaven when you die or whether you will go to hell when you die. These two words are important words. They're words that every single person in this room this morning need to listen to, and words that you need to act upon this morning if you haven't already. You say, Brother Darrell, what are those two words? Maybe you might be able to guess. You might say, are those two words church membership? And I would say, no, those are not the two words. I believe in the New Testament church, and I believe if God leads you, you ought to join. But you can join every church in the city of Clio, and I don't know how many there are. There must be 30 or 40 of them. But joining a church won't make one bit of difference about where you spend eternity. You say, well, are those two words Lord's Supper? No, it's not the Lord's Supper. I enjoy the Lord's Supper. I enjoy it because it reminds me of what Jesus did for me on Calvary. It makes me think of the cross and the sacrifice that he paid on the cross. And I think every time we have the Lord's Supper, we ought to think about that. But you can have the Lord's Supper every day of the week, and it won't make one difference where you spend eternity. You might say, well, okay, I know what those two words are. It's immersion baptism. Those are the two words that make a difference. Nope, that's not a very good guess either. I think you ought to get baptized after you get saved. And I think you ought to get wet all the way. I mean, I think you ought to go all the way under, buried in the likeness of his death, raised in the likeness of his resurrection. But you can get baptized 18 times and it won't make one difference whether you go to heaven or whether you go to hell. Immersion baptism is not the two words. Well, you might say, okay, I know what they are. Good works. Those two words, good works. No, I believe you ought to do good works. I believe you ought to be kind. I believe you ought to love others. I believe you ought to show that love to others. But the Bible says, not by works, lest any man should boast. And your life can be full of good works, but it won't make one bit of difference where you spend forever. Well, you might say, well, how about pure life? That would surely make a difference. No. Those are good words, and I think we ought to live a pure life. We ought to be holy. We ought to be clean. We ought to be pure. But the kind of life you live will not make a difference between heaven and hell. Okay, if it's not church membership, if it's not Lord's Supper, if it's not immersion baptism, if it's not good works, if it's not a pure life, then what are the two words that make a difference? What are the two words that divides us into groups this morning? One group headed for heaven, one group headed for hell. What are the two words that are going to determine our future forever? You find them in John 1:12, the verse that Brother Chuck, one of the verses that he read a moment ago. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. The two words that make a difference, the two words that separate us this morning, the two words that will determine where you will spend eternity are the words believe and receive. Believe and receive. Say them with me. Believe and receive. Those are the two important words that I want us to focus on this morning. And by the way, before I start, I want to make the point that you have to do both. Believing is not enough. You have to receive. I can believe this morning that Brother Clint has $20. And I can believe this morning that he wants to give it to me. And I know that I need $20. But it's not enough for me just to believe. I can believe that all day long. But unless I receive it, it won't, thank you, sir, it won't do me any good. Now, none of you come up to me after the service saying that you believe that I'm going to give you $20. This was a plant. Thank you, Brother Clint. So you got to do both. And the Bible gives us many illustrations as it pictures salvation about why we need to do both and about how we need to do both. How we need to believe and how we need to receive. And so this morning I want to mention five of those to you. different pictures that the Bible paints of salvation that make the point that believing is only half the story. You have to go ahead and receive it. So think with me, some of the pictures that the Bible paints about salvation. The Bible tells us that salvation is like taking a drink of water. Huh? Now, here. Here's some water. It had ice in it a minute ago. It melted, so it's nice and cool. And I can look at this glass of water, and I can believe that it will quench my thirst. I can believe that it's cold, and that as I drink it and it goes down my throat, it will refresh me and make me feel better. But I can believe that all day long, and until I take a drink, until I receive it. By the way, did you ever go to sleep at night and dream that you were thirsty? And in your dream, you took a nice cool glass of water, and it tasted so good, and then you woke up and you were just as dry mouth as you was before you had the dream? But I can believe that this water will quench my thirst, but unless I receive it, it will do me no good. I have to not only believe it, but I have to receive it. This morning you might be here and you have a spiritual thirst in your soul. You have spiritual dry mouth. You need a drink. Jesus said to the woman at Sychar's well, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I will give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." And this morning you can believe that Jesus can give you a spiritual drink. This morning you can believe that he can give you water that will forever satisfy your thirst. This morning you can believe that he can give you that water that will flow up in you as a well of everlasting life. But until you take it, until you drink it, and by the way, there's too many people this morning drinking at the wrong well. They're drinking the wrong water. It'll satisfy, the water they're drinking will satisfy for a little bit, but they'll get thirsty again. Jesus said, "The water that I'll give you, you'll never thirst again. It'll satisfy your thirst forever." And you can believe that he can give you a drink like that, but until you take it, until you drink it, you'll still be thirsty. And so this morning, if you have a spiritual thirst, let me point you to the one that can give you a better cup of water than this. He can give you a cup of water that you can drink, and it'll spring up into you into everlasting life. Believe and receive. You have to do both. All right, what else is salvation like? The Bible says that salvation is like eating a piece of bread. I was going to get Wonder Bread, but I couldn't find it. They were all sold out last night. So I got Tasty Bread. All right? Now, I can be... Diane, I'm getting crumbs all over. Sorry. I can be hungry. I can be hungry. I'm not hungry because I ate too much breakfast, but I could be hungry, as I often am. And I can believe that if I eat this bread, maybe with a little piece of ham between it, maybe with a little peanut butter and jelly on it, but I can believe that if I eat this bread, it would satisfy my hunger. It would fill me up. But I can believe that all day long, and unless I eat the bread, I'll still be hungry. Unless I take a bite of this bread and receive it, I mean, I can believe it, but belief's not enough. I have to do both. I have to believe that it'll satisfy my hunger, and then I have to receive it to satisfy my hunger. Now, you might be here this morning, and you say, "There's something missing in my life. I have a hunger in my soul." And you've tried eating what the world has to offer. And I want to tell you something this morning. What the world has to offer may appear to be good for a while, but the Bible says when it is finished, it bringeth forth death. And when you eat what the world has to offer, it may satisfy for some fleeting seconds, but you'll get hungry again. and you'll have to go back to the trough in the world and eat again and again and again. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. You see, Jesus can satisfy that hunger in your soul forever. Forever. And you can believe that he can do it. I mean, you can mentally assent. Yes, I believe that Jesus can satisfy that hunger in my soul. But until you receive it, until you eat it, it won't do you any good. You have to do both. You have to believe and receive. He said, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. Hey, do you see the pattern? You drink the water that he gives you, he'll flow up into a well of everlasting life. Eat the bread that he gives you. He said you'll live forever and never hunger again. What's salvation like? It's like taking a cup, a drink of water. You've got to have a drink after eating that bread. It's like eating a piece of bread. It's like getting married. Jeff, when you and Stephanie come up here for a second. How long ago did I perform your wedding? August. So it's just been about 8 months, right? Okay. Now, getting saved is like getting married. I want to take you back about 8 months, okay? The day, just a few hours before you got married, okay? Now, Jeff, those few hours. Now, put yourself in those few hours, okay? You're not married now. You're back 8 months ago. 8 months ago, did you think Stephanie loved you? Mm-hmm. Did you think she was going to be a good wife? Yes. Were you married when you thought that? No, you weren't. Remember, help me now. You weren't married. We're right back before you were married, okay? So you knew that she loved you, and you thought that she'd be a good wife. You believed that, right? But you weren't married yet. Stephanie, that same time period, did you believe Jeff was going to be a good husband? You believe he was going to love you? You believe he was going to take care of you? Yeah. Were you married yet?
No,
he wasn't married yet. See, they both believed it, but until they received it. And I don't remember exactly how we did it, but I said something like this. I said, Jeff, do you take Stephanie to be your wife? And do you promise before God and these witnesses that you will love, honor, and cherish her, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, keep thee only unto her as long as you both shall live. And you said,
I do.
And I said, are you married? Are they married yet? No. You got one of them that said I do, but not the other one yet. They're close, but not yet. And then I said, Stephanie, do you take Jeff to be your lawful husband? And do you promise before God and these witnesses that you will love, honor, cherish? Did I put obey?
No
obey. Love, honor, and cherish. To have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, keep thee only unto him as long as you both shall live. And she said, I do. And they were married. Now this morning, Jesus is going to every seat here, and he's saying, I do. He's saying, I love you. He's saying, I want you to be my bride. Paul wrote, I have espoused thee to Christ to be a chaste bride. And Jesus is visiting every seat this morning, and he's saying, like Jeff did, I do. I love you. I will take care of you. And you can believe that. You can believe it. But until you do as Stephanie did, until you say, I do, and receive it, it won't do any good to believe it. Thank you. Thank you. So, what's salvation like? It's like taking a glass, drinking a drink. It's like taking a drink of water. What's salvation like? It's like eating a piece of bread. What's salvation like? It's like getting married. It's believing and receiving, and all three of those things. You have to believe that water will satisfy your thirst. Then you got to receive it and see that it does. It's believing that bread will fill you up, then receiving it and see that it does. It's like believing that Jesus will take care of you, and then receiving him and see that he does. What's salvation like? It's like going through a door. Jesus said, I am the door. Here I am. I'm lost. I'm lost. I'm on my way to hell. I have no hope. And yet Jesus said, I'm the door. You come through the door and you can go to heaven. You come through the door. I'll make you one of my brothers. You come through the door and I'll forgive all your sins. That's all you have to do, Jesus said, is go through the door. And I can stand on the edge of salvation. I can believe that if I go through that door, I'll be saved. I can believe that Jesus will keep his promise. But until I receive it, I'm lost. I'm still on my way to hell. I'm lost. I'm lost. I'm lost. Praise God, I'm saved because I went through the door. I can believe it, but I got to receive it. Brother Dick, come up here. I want to get you saved. Amen. And Brother Dick's the same way. I mean, he can stand right here at the edge of salvation and he can believe. Brother Dick, you believe you go through that door, you're going to be saved?
Yes.
You believe that Jesus died for you, and if you go through that, he said, I am the door. You believe that if you go through that door, you'll be saved?
Yes.
He believes it, but he's still lost. And until he takes a step across that door and goes in, praise God, he's saved. Okay, stay right there for just a minute. So what's salvation like? What's salvation like? Don't get excited. He's coming back. What's salvation like? It's believing and receiving. It's believing that that cup of water will satisfy your thirst. It's believing that that bread that came down from heaven will satisfy the hunger in your soul. It's believing that if you say, I do, you'll be joined as a bride to Christ. It's believing that if you step through the door, he'll save you and take you to heaven. What's salvation like? It's like answering a knock at the door. I hear a knock. I hear a knock. I hear a knock. You might say, maybe we got termites. I hear a knock. Maybe that's a tree limb brushing up against the door, like sometimes when the wind blows, you know, something hits your door. I hear a knock. Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. He stands at the door of your heart this morning. He knocks. And salvation is like opening the door and inviting that friend to come in and having him sup with you and you with him. Thank you, Brother Dick. I can believe there's somebody there. I can believe I hear that knock, but until I open the door and let him come in, it will do no good. Jesus stands at your door this morning and he knocks and he knocks and he knocks. And you can believe that if you open the door, he'll come in. You can believe that he'll come in and sup with you. You can believe that you'll sup with him and that he'll meet every need. But until you open the door, until you receive him, you've missed it. You've missed it. Two words that separate us into two groups this morning. Two words. Believe and receive.